Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies expected in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a light breeze offers some respite from the sun. Meanwhile, in Eilat, the temperatures are warm, so staying hydrated is essential if you're outside. Here are today's headlines. First, President Trump has paused the U.S. operation to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz, stating great progress in talks with Iran. This update is from I-24 News, reported 4 hours ago. Also, Avner Whelan, an Iran expert, claims Iran is building a new fortified site near Natanz. He warns that this site is not vulnerable to aerial attacks. This comes from Walla, reported just 28 minutes ago. Also this hour, President Trump has halted the CENTCOM mission in the Strait of Hormuz following a request from Pakistan and citing progress with Iran. This report is from JNS 1 hour ago. Separately, tensions rise as Israel braces for Trump's next move on Iran. This follows Iranian threats to ships in the Strait of Hormuz after strikes near UAE and Oman, as reported by Ynet earlier today. And finally, a new book asserts the importance of liberal Zionists amid growing challenges. As American Jews observe from afar, the narrative highlights their significance. This report is from Forward, from earlier today. From X, the latest. Visegrad 24 reports just minutes ago that a French-owned cargo vessel was hit by a projectile in the Strait of Hormuz. Filipino crew members sustained injuries in the attack. Memory shared 14 minutes ago that a Kuwaiti think tank director claimed the 9/11 attacks were orchestrated by what he described as a certain lobby and involved Mossad agents, according to his perspective. Al Arabiya English reported 15 minutes ago that South Korea has paused its review on participating in a U.S. operation in the Strait of Hormuz. This follows President Trump's decision to put the plan on hold. Now for more on those stories, starting with President Trump's decision to pause the U.S. operation in the Strait of Hormuz. As reported by I-24 News, this decision marks a step forward in negotiations with Iran. It indicates a possible diplomatic breakthrough, suggesting de-escalation in the region. Turning to Iran's fortified site near Natanz, which Avner Whelan discussed with Walla, he highlighted the strategic significance and potential implications for regional security. This development adds complexity to the ongoing tensions surrounding Iran's nuclear capabilities. Meanwhile, as Ynet reported, the threat from Iran targeting ships in the Strait of Hormuz remains a concern. This follows recent strikes and amplifies the stakes for regional peace. The international community watches closely, hoping to avoid conflict escalation. On the economic front, first, Get has appointed Mark Un as CEO following the exit of Matteo De Renzi. This move aims to streamline operations after the sale of its last overseas unit, as reported by CTEC an hour ago. Separately, Teva Pharmaceuticals has acquired Emalex for approximately $900 million. This expands its portfolio with a new treatment for Tourette syndrome in children, accelerating its growth strategy. Walla Business reported the significant deal earlier this week. And finally, reports from Globes indicate unrest among workers at major Israeli banks. Efficiency measures, including downsizing and bonus cuts, have sparked resistance at Bank Hapoalim, Discount Bank, and First International. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.